All right, let's begin. All right, before Rabbi Begin comes in, I just want to go over the Ksos HaKoshen, and then he'll come in and speak, and then we'll continue continue after he speaks. We got a lot to do with the Tysis. We had two pshatim in Rashi, what Hodolz Volvolz was. The first pshat of Hodolz Volvolz was that there were Edim on the loan, and there was Edim on an admission. And we had an interesting chiddush. What was the chiddush of Edim Hodol from the Isaiah Ra'anan? What was the chiddush of the Isaiah Ra'anan? The chiddush was, if there are Edim only on an admission, what does that imply? That there were no Edim on the loan. There were no Edim at all. So how can you lend a guy money without an Edim? That's an Isser. You're overleaf in the Ever. So I would add a havim, and if the guy doesn't listen to that halacha, maybe we should require mumchen, and therefore even if you can't find mumchen, oh, it's so tough luck, you won't get the money back. Kamash Mlan, even Edi Hodol, you don't need mumchen. That was the chiddush we said according to the first shot. What was the second shot of a definition of Hodol's Volvols? What was it? Hodol was what? Motiv and Mixas, is that correct? And what was Halva? Kofar HaKol. The Tur only quoted the first Pshat of Rashi, not the second. Why did the Tur only quote the first Pshat of Rashi, not the second? Because the Taz said the Tur didn't like the second shot. Why didn't he like the second shot? What happens when someone's Kofar HaKol? When I lend a guy $100 and you deny the whole thing? Shuas Heses. And a Shuas Heses, you don't need Mumchim. So therefore, we're talking about Allah, you need to have Mumchim. Both for Hodolz Volvolz and Kzeilus Chabolz. So he says you don't need Mumchim, so that's why he got rid of the second shot. The Taz says I can save it though. How can I save it? Because there were Edim that came afterwards when I denied the whole thing. Then when you have Edim, it becomes a loan again, you need Mumchim. Then they got rid of Mumchim based on conditional didn't allow us to fail of it. But he saved it. Remember we said the Taz saved it? And I didn't say yesterday in Shir, I want you to get this down. You know what's very meduic in Rashi? Why didn't Rashi like the first shot? Because the terminology, right? But Rashi didn't say he didn't like it because of the Svara. Al Pi Svara, he liked it. That's why the Taz was motivated to save it. You follow that, Diuk? He only didn't like it because of the Lashon. But of Svara, he was fine with it. So therefore, you have to say the case with Ra'anim that came afterwards. Everyone got that?
Taz in the name of the Tor?
The Taz was saving Rashi. The second shot, remember?
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's Meduik and Rashi want to save the second shot because Rashi didn't like the first shot because of the terminology. He had no problem with it al pisvara. The reason why he had no problem with it al pisvara because why? There were Edim that came after the Kfir. Okay? Then the Ksos comes and says, I think you're wrong, Taz. Don't tell me that the Tur didn't like the second shot because of Halacha. You know why he didn't like the second shot? Why didn't he like the second shot? Because Halacha Lamaisa, he liked the second shot. There's no nafkamina between the first and second shot. Why is there no nafkamina? Because the bottom line is, even Hedyotos can make a Shvu'a D'Oraisa. Even Hedyotos can generate a Shvu'a D'Oraisa. I want to stress that. Okay? Maybe yesterday we didn't say that. But Hedyotos can generate a Shvu'a D'Oraisa too as well. Motiv Mixus, Edecha, Shvu'a Shomrin, all Shvu'a D'Oraisa, Shvu'a Dayanim. If the litigant doesn't take the Shvu'a, he's got to pay. Shvu'a Dayanim. Threefold. Eid Echad, Motiv Mixus, Shvu'a HaShomer. Even Hedyotus can make you take that Shvu'a. So therefore, what's the difference between Mumchen and Shvu'a? You're going to tell me that guy doesn't want to take a Shvu'a? We can't go to his property. We'll put him in Nidui. Hedyotus could put a guy in Nidui, just like Mumchen could put a guy in Nidui. So there's no difference between the first and second shot. You follow what I'm saying? Don't tell me even on a Shvu'a D'Rabbanu, we don't need Mumchen. Lamaisa. Even on a Shvu'a D'Oraisa, even if it has to be D'Oraisa, Hedyotus can generate it. There's no difference between the two. So what did the Nesiva say to the Ksos? He says, no way. When it comes to Knas, where we have all the whole case, Knas, everything's in front of us. We don't have the wherewithal to give out Knas because we don't have Smichit. But we have, it's a technical problem. So therefore we could put a guy in Nidui. Here by Kofar HaKol, we don't know what's going on. By Kofar HaKol, if we don't know what's going on, we can't what? We can't put a guy in Nidui. That's how the Nesiva says. And what did the Neshovev say back to the Nesivas? What does the Meshovev say back to the Nesivas? He says, no, that's not true. By Knas, Beis Din generates the Psak. So theoretically, by Knas, the truth of the matter is, you really shouldn't put a guy in Nidui at all, based on that. Because until they issue the Psak, you can't put a guy in Nidui. Halacha L'maaseh. Whereas when it comes to what? When it comes to kofar akol, what's the halacha? There's two elements by every shvua. There's a chiyuv shvua and there's a chiyuv mammon. And on the chiyuv mammon, we'll put a guy in nidui. So that's the mahalach that we had yesterday. Okay, we have a great schus to have our Rav Bacon Shlita here. He's one of the meshkichim in yeshiva. He's a tremendous talmid chacham, and he's always here to help you. And if there's any questions that come up in learning or in life issues, I recommend you speak with him. And without any further ado, he's going to give us divrei Torah.